right, Monday morning. You know, a week ago, I don't think many of us were thinking much about downhill skiing or snowboarding or figure skating or that sport where you ski for a while and then you stop and shoot something and then you ski some more. But we all got to be experts over the weekend on those and other winter sports after the Winter Olympics got underway in Pyeongchang. And thanks to Google, a lot of us are able to look up details on those sports and athletes and things like that. And Google technology expert LaToya Drake is online to tell us what we've been searching for this weekend. LaToya, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What were some of those top Winter Olympic related searches this weekend?
You know, we looked specifically in your market, and we looked in Port Huron to see, you know, what is trending? What do people care about? Mm-hmm. When you look at the sports, you see some familiars, and you say, sure, of course, figure skating is the number one most searched sport. And then snowboarding, ice hockey, and then speed skating is also very popular. And then here's one, the biathlon, rounding out the top five. And I got to say, that one is specific to you guys because we've seen a completely different list across the U.S. and in some of the other markets.
The biathlon, is that the one where you ski and then you stop and you shoot?
That's what you were talking about. You were just saying, what's that one where you ski a little bit, you stop and do a little bit more? Yes.
Clearly, I didn't look that up this weekend. I caught a little bit of that on TV yesterday, though. You know, these games, they always sneak up on us. You know, we don't think about it much, and then all of a sudden, once it starts, it's all we can seem to watch and talk about.
That's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. We're kind of sitting around. We're just coming off of the Super Bowl. There are lots of other things going on. It's awards season. And then in the middle of that is the Winter Olympics. And suddenly you're reminded of those sports that you cared about. You've missed them for 4 years. And even some of those athletes who might not have been top of mind, but all of a sudden they are popular again.
Absolutely. And new names that emerge as well. We've got, I think, a 17, 18-year-old that just won the gold in snowboarding overnight. So that's a big deal.
Yes, Redmond Girard. He won the first gold medal for the U.S., 17 years old. So, yes, it's fun to see those new names pop up, sort of see the next generation of athletes, and you kind of see who we might be thinking about 4 years from now, 8 years from now. But then you also see the names who have been at many games over. Shaun White continues to be one of the most searched athletes in all states. Also, in terms of snowboarding, Kyle Mack. And then we mentioned those names that we've heard again, Lindsey Vonn. She's not lost her steam. She's not lost the popularity. But we do see a mixed bag of, you know, athletes that we've followed for so long. And then you have those new names that come out of nowhere, start to win those gold medals, and all of a sudden they are the stars of the future.
We've talked about this before, LaToya, but it's such a cool way to be able to watch and interact while you're watching instead of, you know, thinking, gee, I should really look that up later. Most of us have, you know, our phones in our hands and we're able to look this stuff up while we're watching.
That's true. You know, gone are the days when we were just sitting on our couch watching the games, you know, waiting for 8 p.m. to roll around, and there is a time difference in the game. So it's more, you know, more normal than ever to watch on your devices, watch on your tablets. And I'll tell you this, this is a trend that we're starting to follow and start to notice, this idea of watching the games in virtual reality. People have heard of VR before, but you say to yourself, what does that mean? That means if you've got a device, you've got a headset, you can actually experience the game as if you are there. Some examples of the devices are Daydream or Cardboard. It might be ones that are more accessible to people, but it is more than just watching it on your couch with your typical TV, your normal TV, which is a great experience. But people are starting to think about new ways that they can be a part of the games.
Pretty amazing. By the way, I love the animation on the Google homepage. It's the animals that are snowboarding.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of fun. I like to call them little Easter eggs. They just delight you. You show up and you say, what's happening with the doodle today?
Exactly. Good stuff. LaToya, thanks for your time this morning. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.